Yeah, today's daf is daf test. So we got to the Mishnah on the bottom of Ches Amud Beis. Also a little bit tricky. The Mishnah begins, Ein pochsin me'arba chadashim hamubarim b'shana. There shouldn't be any less than 4 months of Ibur Chodesh. Lo near yesa al shmar, there shouldn't be more than 8. So we're going to see machlokes in the Gemara. What does mubarim mean here? 4 and 8. Does it mean... we know every month is either 29 days or 30 days. In a classic case, is a 6 months or 29 days, 6 months or 30 days. This way, everything's evenly balanced. That gets you to 354 days of a lunar calendar. But it's telling us here, you could switch it up until 4 and 8, have it unbalanced 48. Now, which one could be 8? How many could be 8? So some say 8 could be male, 830, and the other one says, no, 8 could be chaser, which ends up being it's really 4 and 8. Either way, no matter how you slice it, they're both true. We're going to see a slightly different emphasis, which Gemara is going to explain. So between 4 and 8 is the range of how many male months one could have. Then the Mishnah says shtei lechem on Shavuos. We know shtei lechem is brought and it's eaten. Ein nechalam pachas mishnayim. It can never be eaten less than 2 days because it's baked on Erev Shavuos, and it's eaten on Shavuos, so those are 2 days. So at least 2 days is how long you wait. And lo yetzal shlosh, can never be more than 3, because let's say it's a Shabbos Shavuos, so let's say you bake it, let's say Shavuos Sunday. So you have Erev Shabbos, you bake it, you don't eat it on Shabbos, but you eat it on Shavuos, so that's 3 days. So the most it can ever be waiting is 3 days, and at least it's 2 days. Along the same lines, the Mishnah says, lechem apanim, which is eaten every Shabbos, so ein nechal pach mishtisha, it's never eaten less than 9 days. There's always at least 9 days till you eat it. Why? Because Erev Shabbos is when you bake it. But you leave it on for 7 full days, so you don't eat it until the following Shabbos, so you're doing the math from Friday Shabbos to the next Shabbos when you eat it, ends up being 9 days. There's always a minimum of 9 days since the lechem apanim were last baked. And lo yetzal achadasar can never be more than 11 days, because let's say it's a shnei yamim Rosh Hashanah, so everything gets delayed a couple of days, so you bake it before then, so that ends up being, doing the math, it means it's 11 days. In other words, let's say Rosh Hashanah is going to be Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, so you bake lechem apanim on a Wednesday, you wait Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, and then a whole another week until you eat it, ends up being a total of 11 days since you've baked lechem apanim. And lastly, in the Mishnah, Ein katan nimol pachas mishmona v'lo yesal shneimasar, that a katan can never be receive his bris milah prior to 8 days past, but could sometimes be as long as 12 days. When could it be 12 days? So let's say the child was born on Bein HaShemashos on Shabbos. So if it's Bein HaShemashos, we don't know. Let's say it's a regular Bein HaShemashos. Let's say it's Sunday Bein HaShemashos. We don't know if it's Sunday or Monday. So we won't give the child the bris milah the next Sunday because it might be too early. So we give it in the Monday. So that Monday is viewed as day 9. Because it's a suffix, but it's day 9. So let's say that took place on Shabbos. So let's say Erev Shabbos, Friday night the baby was born in Bein HaShemashos. So we can't give it on the next Friday because it might not be 8 days. So we give it the next Shabbos. We can't give next Shabbos because really maybe the Ikur day was really on a Friday and you only do a Bismano Milo on Shabbos, you don't do a Shalom Bismano Milo. So you can't give it on Shabbos, you have to wait till Sunday. Sunday's already day 10. But let's say there's a Yontif involved, that's then you have to push off to Monday, that's day 11. Let's say there's a 2 day Rosh Hashanah, which is Sunday, Monday, so you can't give it on Shabbos, you can't give it Sunday, you can't give it Monday, so that leads you to give it on a Tuesday, which gives you 12-day wait until since the baby was born. So these are the different ideas. Again, the range that we're talking about is different halachas, different mitzvahs. So Gemara wants to analyze the first stage of the Mishnah here. There can never be less than 4 or more than 8 of male months, of 30-day months in the year. So Gemara says, what does it mean, my lo nira, yes, al shmona, that it doesn't appear to be more than 8 days? So Amar Rav Huna, lo nira lechachamim, it didn't appear to lechachamim, la'aber yeser al shmona, that it shouldn't be. An ibor is always when you have a full month. Ibor is to be pregnant, so it's a full month. So a day of, a month rather, of the lunar calendar is 29 and a half days, and a number of chalakim and shalos and chalakim, and whatever the number is. But it's 29 and a half something. So it's either a 29-day month or it's a 30-day month. That's how it balances. So he said the Chacham, it seemed in the eyes of the Chacham that they should never make more than 8 male months in the year. Why? Maishna Tishadila. Why 9? Why stop at 9? Why is 8 the limit? 9 is too much. Because the Imkain, had that been the case, Kodam Ase Sira Tlasayoma, the Molad is going to end up being 3 months. It's going to be 3 months before Rosh Hashanah. So let's explain, 3 days rather, before Rosh Hashanah. So let's explain as follows. On a classic year, so there are 354 days in a lunar calendar. Now, if every other month is 30, 29, 30, 29, everything balances itself out, and Rosh Hashanah falls at Mamash and the Mola. Everything works out perfectly. The Mola, the moon, the birth of the month, the birth of the moon, is the day Rosh Hashanah, everything works out well. Now, let's say I have instead of 6 to 6, 6 malay to 6 chaser, I do 7 malay to 5 chaser. So now I'm off by 1 day. Just add an extra 30-day month in the calendar. I'm 1 day off between the Molad and Rosh Hashanah. And let's say I do 2 days, and so now I have 8 full months and 4 chaser months. I'm now 2 days extra. So now Rosh Hashanah is going to be 2 days after the Molad, which isn't so bad. But once you do it 9 months with Malay and 3 months Chaser, you're adding 3 extra days to the year. So now what happens is Rosh Hashanah is being celebrated 3 days after the Molad. The moon's already a significant size 3 days in. And what's going to be wrong with that? If you look at Rashi, Rashi says, the top Rashi in Daf Tes, Kadam Sihara Chadasa Shloshi Yamim. The new moon is going to be, the new month is going to be 3 days Kodem Rosh Hashanah. The birth of the moon, the Molad, is going to be 3 days before Rosh Hashanah celebrated. Shemolad b'yom Zadal. Let's say the Molad's on the 4th day of the week, it's on a Wednesday. And Rosh Hashanah, let's say that year is going to be celebrated on Shabbos, could push it off 3 days. Umiranene alma basar abanan. The people are going to complain after the rabbis, Lameimar, koma shebo avdu, they do whatever they want. It says it doesn't make sense. Rosh Hashanah is supposed to be on the 1st day of Tishrei, but clearly it's not. It's 3 days after the Molad. They're going to say this whole religion is a big joke, and they're going to throw it out. So we don't want to be too off of a distance from the Molad. So that's why we don't do 9 months of Molad, because that's too off. It ends up being 3 full days off of the Molad.
And they know when the Molad is going to be for Rosh Hashanah. It's of the year.
So that they know, there's a cheshbon they know as well. There's a cheshbon where they know exactly the calculations are going to be. And there's also Ria that they have to balance it out. There has to be some level of a balance of what they're willing to accept.
I'm saying that
they're
willing to be off 1 day. It's in the 29 days or 30 days.
No, but if you end up doing, and let's say the Ria, the guy ends up seeing late for a series of days, for 8 months, so then ends up being, either it's a cloudy day, whatever it was, ends up being a technicality, they have 8 full months. Now, the 9th month, the guy wants to find them, see, I saw the rear. No one saw the 1st day. Let's do another 30-day month. That, they said, there's a limit. We won't let it go another day. So Gemara says, okay, so therefore, we only allow 8 months as the most. So Gemara says, still 8 months, Hashanami kakadim ase treyome. Still, it's 2 days off, right? 6 and 6 is the average. That's the ideal. Having 8 and 4, 8 months, that means there are 2 extra months with 2 extra days. It's off by 2 days. Won't that also be a problem of the Molad being on a Thursday and Rosh Hashanah being on a Shabbat? It's 2 days off. You're going to realize that. Gemara says, no, Kedama Rav Mesharsha. Rav Mesharsha says, we're going to see this in Amud Beis, the context of this, but he says this concept, Kegon Shehayis Hashanah Mu'beris. So it's a situation where the year was a Shana Mu'beris. So just like he was able to make, you know, Kimta for some other context about Shana Mu'beris, here as well, where the prior year was a Shana Mu'beris, they had an extra month, and Ibra Shana Chodesh, there was an extra month the previous year. Now, therefore, if that previous year, the extra month, that Adar Sheni of the previous month was a 29-day month, it was missing, so now you could have an extra month, an 8 month. It's only 1 day off, right? You with me? If we're still lagging from previous year, last year had 13 months. So you ended up having 7 chaser and 6 malay, so last year was off by 1 day, it was behind the day. So this year we could compensate by doing an extra malay that balances out. So 8 months of malay is really only 1 extra day. Because even though 2 extra days, 1 day neutralizes previous year, so now we're only 1 day off, which isn't so bad. So Gemara says, Dal Yarcha Malya Bada Yarcha Chaseira. So this year's extra month Malay will be balanced by last year's Adar Sheni, which was a Chaser. So we're only off by 1 day. So Gemara says, well, isn't 1 day still a problem? But Kati Chad Yomer, we're still off by 1 day. The Molad's on a Friday, Rosh Hashanah's on a Shabbos. Isn't 1 day going to get people to get all excited? Gemara says, no, Lo Adai to the Anshi. People don't pay attention to the Molad being 1 day off. No one knows these things. 3 days. 2 days, but 1 day, rare that you find the person who is going to be bothered by 1 day off. Okay.
So that happens now, too. The Molad is off for a couple of days.
Okay, so now different, based on the cheshbon, could be
the
different.
Yeah. Rosh Hashanah.
Right. All right. Yeah, okay, it seems like Rosh Hashanah people get all excited about. So that's all the first appearance. That's all Shitas Rav Huna. Comes along Ula. Ula Amar, no. He explained, Lo nira l'chacham l'chaser yes ha-shmona. The emphasis in the Mishnah, according to Rav Huna, the emphasis was the male. Don't make 8 months male. He's saying, no, don't make 8 months chaser. Don't make 8 months 29 days. My time, what was his reason? My time of kamar. They're pretty much the same exact structure as Rav Huna. Ma tam ein pochsim mi'ar boch ha-dashim ha-mubar m'shana. Why can't there be less than four Mali months? Mishum de lo near lacham lachasa. Yes, I'm sure they wanted to do more than eight missing months. So Maishna Tisha, why nine? De lo, why did they say nine is way too much? Because Dim Kane miyase sihara tasiyomba. Because the molad is going to be 3 days after Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, now this time is the opposite. Rosh Hashanah is being celebrated on Wednesday, and now on Shabbos they find the molad, the new month. We explained Rosh Hashanah was 3 days ago. How is that possible? So Hashanami kamiyase treyo. So fine. So therefore we say only 8 months are allowed. So 8 months still doesn't allow for 2 day difference between Rosh Hashanah and the Molad. The Molad is going to be 2 days after Rosh Hashanah. Hashanami kamiyase trei yome. So Gemara says kadamar of Misharsha, like we said before, kagon shahayis Hashanah muberes. He was talking about a case where the year is Hashanah muberes. Hashanami here as well, kagon shahayis Hashanah mushlufaneha muberes, where the previous year was Hashanah muberes, and that year dal yarcha chaser b'hadi yarcha malia. So he's assuming, the Gemara will explain, that the previous year they made a Mole month, the other was a 30-day month. So now we can make an extra Chaser month in the current year, balancing it out, and therefore we're really only up by 1 day Chaser, one extra Chaser month. And the Gemara asks, Vakati Ika Chad Yoma, isn't there still one extra day off? The Rosh Hashanah is a Friday, and Shabbos is going to be the Molad. The Molad comes a day after Rosh Hashanah. Isn't that a problem? And the Gemara says, Savri des Chazu is Chazay, Rana lo Adaitim. People thought they saw the they saw the Bezin, saw the Molad, but they didn't pay attention to it so much, and therefore they weren't able to make the Molad, and everything was off by 1 day. But that's not going to get people so excited, and they're okay with this.
The Bezin saw, but they didn't see it.
Okay, fine. So then the Gemara says that either way we come out here, they both say the same thing. Just one was referring to, they made this Okimta of the previous year. The Chokas was the previous year a Molad month? Or was the previous year a Chaser month, and that was how we were able to learn the Mishnah. So Gemara explains that's exactly the machlokas between Ula and Rav Huna, whether they said the 8 months are Chaser, 8 months are Malik. So B'mai Kimifki, what's the machlokas? The Gemara explains on Testament Beis, B'Ibur Shana. When there's an Ibur Shana, which means that there's an extra month in a year, there's a 13th month, Adar Sheni, Desanya, Kama Ibur Shana. How long is that Ibur Shana, that extra month of the Ibur Shana? Shloshim, the time comes, is 30 days, and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer Chodesh. A Chodesh means a lunar month. What's a lunar month? 29 days plus a little bit. So Rashbag holds it 29 days, and Tanakhama holds it 30 days. So the machlokas between Ula and Rav Huna is that what was the previous year's Ibur Shana? Was it a 30-day month? Was it a Malay? And therefore this year has to be an extra Chaser? Or was the previous year a Chaser month, which means the current year is allowed to have an extra Malay month? So that's the machlokas between Rav Huna and Ula in understanding the Mishnah. Okay. Gemara now says, Meisiv, he asks the question, Ein Atzeres, we have a statement in the Braisa, Ein Atzeres Chala El B'Yom Hanaf, that the Shavuos day, only Shavuos Atzeres, the Shavuos only appears on the same day of the week as Yom Hanef. What's Yom Hanef? The day of the Karban Omer. Karban Omer, let's say Sunday, Shavuos is Sunday, rather Pesach is Sunday, the first day Chala Moed in Eretz Yisrael is a Monday. That is called Yom Hanef. It's a Karban, it's a day they bring the Karban Omer. So 7 weeks later, the Shavuos will be on a Monday as well. So always coincides with the day of the week. Vein Rosh Hashanah Chala Ella O B'Yom Hanif O Leor Ibura. So Rosh Hashanah is either going to fall on the same day of the week as the Yom Hanif, which is the same day of the week as Shavuos, which is a Monday according to our calculations, or it's going to fall out the same day of the week as the Ibura Shal Nisan. Or that day of the week. What's Ibur Shal Nisan? If you look at Rashi, around halfway down the narrow line, he explains here, V'ein Rosh Hashanah v'chulei o la'or Iburo. La'or Iburo Shal Nisan. B'yom she'ira bo shloshim Shal Nisan. Shloshim Echa, 31 of Nisan. You know there are 31 days in the month. But with the 31st day, if you will, if you were to calculate, continue to count, it will be day 31 of Nisan. We end up turning that day into Aleph of the next month. So then, kagon im Nisan be'echad b'Shabbos. Let's say Rosh Hashanah is on Shabbos. Have or Iburo shlishi b'Shabbos. So doing the calculation, so if Shabbos is the first day, so the next Shabbos is day 1, next one is day 8, next Shabbos, the following day is 15, the following week is 22, then 29, so Sunday is day 30, and then Monday ends up being 31. So so or Shlishi, so that Tuesday night, that the Monday night into Tuesday, that becomes the or Iburo shell of the next month. The Hachi Karile or Iburo Shulaila Shabo Misaber Chodesh. This is the night in which it becomes pregnant, if you will. Kshikshaosin Rosh Chodesh Yom Shloshim Echad. When you make Rosh Chodesh day 31, Hadichodesh Shavar Muber. That means the previous month was a full 30-day month. Okay. So that day of the week is when Rosh Chodesh is going to fall out. So what does this mean for all of us? So the Gemara says that, so we know right now Rosh Hashanah, there's a day that of the Molah. The Molah is going to be, let's say, a Wednesday, for argument's sake. It's a Wednesday. So now, depending on Ula Rav Huna, are we going to say that the Rosh Hashanah could be a day earlier, or it could be a day afterwards, right? We said they allow one day to be off. Rav Huna is talking about being one day off, he was talking one day off extra, an extra Molah, so it could be a Thursday. And Ula said it could be a day earlier, which is going to be on a Tuesday. So there is should be three possible days of Rosh Hashanah, either the Molad, day before, or day afterwards. But here, the Gemara only says a day afterwards, which means it's pushing off a day. So let's just explain one more piece here. There's a famous tour, Rashi brings this as well, that Atbash of the days of Pesach. That Atbash, if you take Al Beit Gimel Al Hei Vav Zayin, and the Atbash of each letter, so the there's a corresponding yontif that falls out on the same day of the week as that day. So let's say Pesach is Aleph. Aleph is Sunday. So Atbash Tisha B'Av. So Tisha B'Av is the same day of the week as Pesach. So Beis, Atbash Shin Shavuos. So if Pesach, day two of Pesach is a Monday, Shavuos will be a day, will be also on a Monday that year. Gimel and Reish go together. So the third day of the week of Pesach that falls out on a Tuesday, let's say, it means Rosh Hashanah is going to fall out on a Tuesday as well. Fine. So now, let's say we make the Nisan a Mole, we push off a week, so now that means Rosh Hashanah is going to be on a Wednesday that year. If there's an extra day, it becomes push off to a Wednesday. So that's what it means. Either falls out on the same day of the week, Yom Hanef, either falls out Yom Hanef if there's missing a day, it could fall back on a Monday, the previous day, or it will be on the Tuesday, which is the natural day. So that's what's going on here. So this is all only according to Ula, because Ula is the one who thought that you could have an extra missing month, so you could fall back to Yom Hanif the day before him. But it's a question of Rav Huna, who says you could push off even to the day after. It should be even on the day Wednesday, the day after. That's the question.
But so with the Atbash, then it won't be Atbash according to the Shitas?
No, exactly. According to the Shitas, it will be off by one, exactly. So if everything's in line, so the Rosh Hashanah falls out the same day of the week as Or Iburo, that's the natural day of Rosh Hashanah. So the Gemara says, Bishmai, this in Ula, Damar Shmona, Chasem, he lasts for eight missing months. Avdinan, this all makes sense. Mubarn lo Avdinan, you make extra months, but you don't make full months. Mishkachato, you can find this out, where Shneim Chas, if you make 2 months to be Chaser, B'yom Hanef, so then if there's an extra month that's Chaser, so then it falls back onto the day of the week of a Monday. Again, this scenario I've created is a day of Tuesday, which should fall out on Tuesday. There's an extra month that will fall out on the Monday, which is the same day as Yom Hanef, which is the second day of the Pesach. So then, Echad Malay V'Chachaseh L'Or Ibur. If everything's in two, though, one full, one Chaser, one full, everything's according to Ula, then Or Ibur, that's the natural day, that falls out on Tuesday. That works out for Ula. Ela L'Rav Huna, Damar Avdinan Mubar, where you make Malay months, you can make 8 Malay months. Hazim the Meshkachas Lay, sometimes you find it L'Or or Ibur. Sometimes you just find the day after the day of Nisan, which should be on a Wednesday. So that's a question according to this Brisa. So Amar Lach Rav Huna, Rav Huna explains, Li'ol L'Ula Minicha, wait a second, does it still make sense even according to Ula? Ula, does it really make sense? Shmona Hudul Avdinan, Hashiv Avdinan. So even according to Ula, Ula says, granted you can't make 8 full months. He allows 8 chaser months, but not 8 full months. But 8 full months you can't make, but you can make 7 full months. And won't that be off? Because remember, a classic year is 6 malay, 6 chaser. So he said you can't do 8 malay, but you can do 7 malay. So it's going to be 7 malay to 5 chaser. 7 malay means there's an extra day off. So even in his world, won't he allow there to be a day off as well, even for Ula Shita? Gemara says the ha shiva avdinan, shiva mali avdinan, and shiva zimnan de la avdinan besitva v'avdin v'kaita. And sometimes the 7 months you're not going to make in the stav in the winter in the fall, but you make them in the kites in the summer. And won't the 7 mali months push off the Rosh Hashanah day ahead? V'ha lor, v'ha have ends up being it's on the Wednesday, which is l'or or iburo. So even for Ula, the Gemara should have had entertained a third possible day of the week where Rosh Hashanah could fall out on. So Ella Hamani, who's the author of this? This must be Achayim. He Achayim must be the author. The Sanya Achayim teach us Omrim Ein Ben Atzeres Latzeres Vein Ben Rosh Hashanah Rosh Hashanah Ella Arba Yamim Bilvad. They hold that Achayim are on the opinion that there's a big machlok, as Ezra addresses before. How does one make a new month? This is based on Ibur, rather based on Cheshbon, based on Re'iyah. So we often learn that before Rabbi Gamliel came along, it was all based on Re'iyah. Whoever saw, if they saw a new moon, it's fine. If no one saw a new moon, we push off another day. Achayim felt we do everything based on Cheshbon, which means it should be alternating regardless of whether one saw it. 30-29, everything's equal. And therefore, the Rosh Hashanah of the previous year is 4 days of the week off of the Rosh Hashanah afterwards. Let me explain. In a lunar calendar, there are 354 days. Divide that by 7, there's a remainder of 4, right? 350 is divided by 7 equally. 354, there's a remainder of 4. That means every day, it's 4 days. Every day of the year is 4 days different than the previous year. So Rosh Hashanah is on a Sunday this year. The following year will be 4 days later, which will be a Thursday. So that's the din. We're not doing solar, we're doing lunar and lunar. Lunar within itself. Yeah, lunar calendar, we go based on the lunar calendar. So the Rosh Hashanah is on a Sunday, 354 days later, it's going to be 4 days later of the week, so it'll be full on a Thursday the following year. So that's a klal by Ein Bein Rosh Hashanah El Arba Yom Bilvad V'im Ha'isa Shana Muberes. If it's a leap year, there's an extra month, Chamisha, because we're going to have now, let's say, a 29 extra day that year. So there's the other chain is 29 days, we're assuming. So 29 days is divided by 7 with a remainder of 1, right? That 10 goes into 29, 28 is evenly, extra 29 days. So now push off Rosh Hashanah a day extra to 5 days of the week different than the previous year. So this is the klal. So that's what we're going according to his opinion. So Rosh Hashanah could either be one of two different days of the week, nothing to do with a molad or not. So Gemara says, in the end of the day, sof, in the end of the day, lacherim b'yom hanef lo mishkachas lab. So they only could find there to be an extra day pushing Rosh Hashanah off, either 4 days or 5 days. But never could it be a day earlier of 3 days prior of the week than the previous Rosh Hashanah. So Gemara says, no, you can have such a case. Amar of Misharshia could go in Shahayis Hashanah Zumu Beres. If this year is a leap year, v'ibur Shana Hashanah Shloshim Yom, and you make the other sheni into a 30-day month, so Dal Yarcha, the Bahali Yarcha, so now you end up, you have to balance out, you have an extra month now, so you have to have a Chaser month now in order to compensate for the 30-day month of the other sheni and the Mishkachazla Yom Hanif. Hopefully that makes sense. So again, there's a, if the extra year, the extra month is a 30-day month now, it's a Malay, so now you have to find the Chaser month during the upcoming months of Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, and so forth to balance it out. So therefore, if you're making a Chaser month, let's say Iyar is a Chaser month to balance out the Adar Sheni, in terms of Rosh Hashanah will be a day earlier than what it was expected to be, so it'll fall out on the, it will align with the day of Yom Hanef, which is the second day of Pesach, as opposed to the third day of Pesach. Yeah, they, exactly, yeah. Okay, so hopefully that was somewhat clear, guys. I apologize, it's the nature of the Gemara, the calendar, but okay. Gemara now says, Amr le Rav Adar bar Ava le Rav. Achem minyana asala shmirinan. So Achem telling us how to do math. We know how to do math. We know 354 days in a lunar calendar, so the remainder is 4. That we know that each year afterwards, that same day, the Rosh Hashanah will be 4 days later in the week than it was the previous year. So what's he telling us that we couldn't figure out on our own? So Gemara says, "Hakamash Malan Delo Ba'inan LeMitzvah LeKadosh Al Piyariyah." He's telling us a din that you don't have to do based on the Riyah. You don't need to wait for Adam to come that they saw the new moon. You could do it based on a Cheshbon, and that's sufficient. So Gemara says, "Maskiv La Ravina." Ravina says, they ask a question that he says every single year is a 4 days of Rosh Ein Bein Rosh Hashanah Rosh El Arbam Yom Bavad, and on an Ibur Shana Shana Muberet it's 5 days. So is it not true? Because ha'ika yoma deshai v'yoma delas and shani. Because the way it works is we know every single month is really 29 days and then some extra hours. So every 3 years, those extra hours adds to another day. And there are also the different halakim of the month. And after every 30 years, those halakim amount to a full day. So every so often, we're going to have to compensate for an extra day by making a normal 29-day month into a 30-day month. So this happens every 3 years, and also every 30 years as well. So why wasn't that? It should have said, Ein bein Rashan l'Rashan el arbam yom, el b'sha'am u'baris is 5 days, and when we make up an extra day for the extra hours, that should be also be a 5 day difference between Rashan and Rosh Hashanah. So Gemara says, came to less of a chol shata, since these extra days that we add on are not common, they don't happen every single year, lo kachashu, we didn't take this into calculation. But you're right, there will be occasions where Chacham will throw in an extra day in a calendar year to make up for some extra hours floating around, and that will cause Rosh Hashanah to be 5 days off of the week than the previous year. But since, again, it wasn't every single year, they didn't put it as part of this statement. Then the Gemara says, "V'af Shmuel savrla k'Rav Huna." Shmuel also felt like Rav Huna. Rav Huna again was the one who felt you could add 8 full months if you want onto the year. Damar Shmuel. Shmuel says, "Ein shnas levana p'chusa mishalosh meos v'chamishim u'shtayim yom." A lunar calendar can never be less than 352 days. V'lo yisera al shlosh meos v'chamishim v'shishim yom. It can never be more than 356 days. Typically, it's 354. That's an average, but it could be as little as 352 and as much as 356. Hakeitz, and how is that? If shnei milayim, if you have 2 extra months, a full month, so then that ends up being 356. That's shisha. That's 356. And shnei mechasem, if you have 2 missing months, so you end up having 8 missing months total. That gives you shnayim. That gives you 352 days of the lunar calendar. So then, echa mali, echa chaser. If everything's average, every other month is mali, every other month is chaser, that's arba. That's your average of 354 days. But we see from here, he could tolerate up until 8 full months. Then the Gemara says, Mesiv asks the Gemara, that Hareini Nazir Kimo Sachama. A guy says, I want to be a Nazir like the days of the solar calendar. Mona Nazir Shalosh Meos Vishishim Mechamisha Yamim. He counts 365 days Kimini Mosachama, like we know there is in the solar calendar. But if he says, I want to be a Hareini Nazir Kimos Halavana, like the lunar calendar, so then Mona Nazir Shalosh Meos Vechamishim Vabam Yom Kimini Mos Halavana. He counts 354 days. So what's the question? Vimis, if it's really true that Zimnan de Mishkachas La Shisha, sometimes you find 356 days is the lunar calendar, shouldn't he have to count according to the largest possible, the longest time possible, 356 days of the month, of the year rather? And the Gemara answers, we have this klal, this yeso, when it comes to Nidarm, bin Nidarma, Holach, Achar, Lashon, bin Adam, Virov, Shanim. We go based on what people's understanding, what most people speak, and what most years are like, and since most years are 354 days of the year, that's the basis that we use. And then the Gemara says, Vaf, this we'll conclude with today's daf, Vaf, Rebbe, Savala, Kravuna. Even Rebbe holds, like Ravuna, that you can make up until 8 full months of the year. The Tanya, the Brisa, tells us, the Maisa, there was once an event, Vasa Rebbe, Tisha Chaserim, he made 9 missing months of the year, 9 29-day months of the year. And Nira Chodesh Bismana, and despite that fact, the Molad fell out on Rosh Hashanah. Everything worked out perfectly, which seemed like it shouldn't make sense. V'haya Rebbe Tamiya V'omer. Rebbe was bothered and said, how could that be possible? Eichi Tochin, how could this be? Asinu Tisha Chaserim V'nir Chodesh Bezmano. I made 9 small months and it still fell out. The mold fell out in Mamash Rosh Hashanah. Something's off here. So I'm in the front of Rebbe Shimon Berer Rebbe. Rebbe's son, whose name is Rebbe Shimon, Rebbe Shimon told his father Rebbe, Shema Shana Mu Beres Haisa. Perhaps it was a leap year. There's an extra month. And Iber Shana Shloshim, they made a 30-day month, so you're able to compensate for an extra day of the year, a 30-day month, which is unexpected. You could compensate with the Ma'achaser. And Ishtake, perhaps the previous year, Asiyu Shnei, and we made 2 months of the year Malayan, full. So we're compensating now for 2 full months of the previous year, and an extra full month of this year, Dal Tlas of the Bahadi Tlas, so we can now balance out with 3 missing months with the 3 previous months. And now that gives... Sorry. So then you have 3 months, you have 9 months this year, so you now subtract 3 extra months of the 6 months into 9 from the previous 3 Mali months, and now everything balances out perfectly. Come Le Buduchte, everything works out perfectly. Our Malay, so Rebbe said to his father, Ner Yisrael Kein Hava, your candle of Klaizel, your light of Klaizel, that's exactly what happened, and everything made perfect sense.
And you know what it says in the article?
What is that?
Malay, thunderstruck.